Legislation to fix the nation's election system ran into a major roadblock today in the Senate. Democrats strongly opposed a provision to require some first-time voters to show identification when they come to the polls. Republicans say the measure is necessary to clamp down on voter fraud and that they won't support the legislation without it. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
Debate on the election bill had been surprisingly cordial, especially since it was the disputed 2000 elections that led to its consideration. But all that ended today when Democrats refused to get rid of an amendment that Republicans said would kill the bill. Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell said it was not a good sign.
I'm not terribly optimistic, I must say, about the future of this bill. Maybe something can be worked out, but this was certainly a dramatic step in the wrong direction.
At issue is a requirement in the bill that first-time voters who register by mail show some form of identification, whether it's a photo ID, utility bill, or paycheck with the individual's name and address. The sponsor, Missouri Republican Kit Bond, said it's the only way to weed out illegitimate voters. He said fraud was rampant in the last election.
We've had dogs registered. We've had dead aldermen registered, mothers of dead aldermen, dead neighbors registered. Under the current federal motor voter registration law, it is very difficult to stop the mail-in registration fraud.
But Democrats argued that the requirement would hurt those least able to look out for themselves, the poor, the elderly, and minorities who might not have traditional forms of ID. New York Senator Charles Schumer said the provision undermined the bill's primary focus, which is to address problems exposed in the 2000 elections.
The outcry after Florida wasn't because dogs were voting. What happened in Florida, what has moved us to debate this issue, is that thousands of people in every city in this country who had the right to vote couldn't.
Schumer proposed instead that states be allowed to fight fraud by comparing voters' signatures on Election Day with signatures on registration forms. McConnell said such measures are ineffective, and he accused Democrats of trying to unravel months of bipartisan negotiations, especially on the anti-fraud provision.
When we negotiated this compromise in December, none of us thought it was too much to ask that voters be real, live people.
The debate underscored a big division between the parties over election law, whether the emphasis should be on allowing as many people to vote as possible or on ensuring that those who do vote are legitimate. In recent days, civil rights groups have mounted a strong campaign against the voter ID plan. Wade Henderson, executive director of the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights, says there's little evidence that fraud is as big a problem as Republicans insist.
We're also concerned that the emphasis on this provision is really just a smokescreen to justify bringing down a bill that otherwise would make substantial improvement in the American voting and electoral system today.
Among other things, the legislation would provide states and local governments with $3.5 billion to upgrade their election systems and require that voters have a chance to fix their ballots if they make a mistake. Similar legislation has passed the House. Henderson said he thought something would eventually be worked out, but Republican aides say no progress was made during closed-door talks this afternoon. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.